A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, verses 26 to 57. And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him, and when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed against him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the people that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a tomb cut in the stone where no one had ever yet been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For a meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor David Fleming, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
"To err is human, to forgive divine." So wrote Alexander Pope in 1711 in a poem. It is true that forgiveness is a stunningly beautiful quality of our God. Jesus is all about it in Luke's account of Jesus' words during his crucifixion. But the first part of that statement, which dates back to the time of Jesus, "to err is human," is not actually correct. How many have shrugged their shoulders over a botched project? "I'm only human." So much of what we consider human isn't really human at all. Sin, failure, illness, brokenness, fighting, blind anger, rebelliousness, and death. Remember how it was with Adam before the fall. No sin, no aging, no death, no illness, no pain, perfect relationships. But in Jesus, we see true humanity restored. There's no sin in him at all. There's no aging visible in him. And yet, he bears our sin, our death, our pain. All of these things happen to us, well, at least death and pain, by accident, against our will. But his is completely on purpose, his suffering and his death. He chose it. He willed it. He followed his Father's plan and wanted it. He wanted to be able to pray over the gawkers and mockers, over criminals and followers. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But he knows. He knows what he does. Jesus knows your sin, your failure, your heartbreaks, your brokenness. And he hangs in total freedom, fastened to the cross by his choice for you, to forgive you, to cleanse you, to free you from your guilt, from the shame of sins against you. And that you'd have no doubt about it, to a man who admits he deserves the torturous death of crucifixion, Jesus proclaims to that man who deserves the death penalty, today, you will be with me in paradise. How few of us know when we'll die or how we'll die. This man knows, for Jesus announces it with this beautiful promise. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. Oh, there is for this man, this criminal, no halfway house. There is forgiveness for him, full and free. And there is forgiveness for you too, no matter how far you've wandered away. Jesus, in his word and in his baptism and in his body and blood, is crying out to you in full promise, I have full forgiveness for you. This Jesus dies in peace. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Listen, no one takes Jesus' life for him. He gives it up. Prayer began his crucifixion. Prayer ends it. Jesus is cursed for our salvation. He is damned as if he were me or you, because he is our sin. But Jesus never doubts or wavers from his Father's love. Nor does Jesus ever waver from winning forgiveness and victory over death for you. Oh, hear the cross of Jesus. It is announcing to you, welcome home, lost son, lost daughter. Welcome home. The debt's been paid. Today you are with me in paradise, even now, and you will be with me in paradise forever. Enjoy the full restoration of humanity in the perfect God-man, our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is Jesus, your true human brother, who is also your God. He has never erred, and yet he fully forgives, so that his perfect goodness is yours as you trust in him, and his full forgiveness is yours forever. Thanks be to God, in Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor David Fleming for this meditation on God's Word.